This Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. There will be a discussion between President Trump and Vladimir Putin on ending the war in Ukraine. The president confirming it to reporters on Air Force One and the Kremlin confirming it today.
President Trump indicated that discussions around land concessions and power plants were on the negotiating table, as well as dividing up assets between the two countries.
A lot of work's been done over the weekend.
Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
A federal judge asking why a doctor from Lebanon with a U.S. visa was deported. That same judge ordering that doctor, a kidney specialist at Brown University, not to be removed until he could hear her case. Her cousin says customs officials deported her anyway, March 24th, next hearing. The administration transferring hundreds of suspected Venezuelan gang members to El Salvador, even after a federal judge issued an order barring those deportations. Communities left reeling after this weekend's severe storms, 40 people killed in tornadoes, winds, and wildfires. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Republican lawmakers are considering a bill that would ban school staff from calling students by different names or pronouns without speaking with their parents. Joanne Krulatz has more.
At the state capitol, lawmakers debate a bill that would require school districts to implement policies stating that parents determine the names and pronouns of students used by school staff. Oconomowoc Republican Representative Barbara Dittrich co-authored the legislation.
In our schools, we don't allow our kids to take a Tylenol without permission from parents. Transitioning and changing your name, it is a major life choice. Parents should be involved in.
Transgender rights supporters voiced their opposition to a bill that would require local districts to implement such policies.
If these bills were to pass, I fear that young people would have fewer people to go to, that there would be an increase in bullying, self-harm, and suicide among our young people.
They need just one place to have their risk of suicide be reduced dramatically. This bill, AB 103, will take away one of those places.
Representatives from the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty and Moms for Liberty Wisconsin support the bill, stating that parents should determine the names and pronouns of students used by school staff.
Imagine discovering that for months, school staff have been treating your daughter as if she is your son or vice versa without you knowing about it. I've received that call from far too many Wisconsin parents in the last few years.
If a child under 18 isn't legally allowed to drop out of school without parental consent, how is it that a school is allowed to create a whole new identity for that same child without their parents' consent?
Democratic Governor Tony Evers has said he would veto any legislation he feels harms Wisconsin's LGBTQ plus youth.
That's Joanne Krulatz reporting. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
March Madness is here. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the brackets are out. The Badgers play in Denver Thursday afternoon at 12:30 against Montana in the Ball Arena in Denver for the opening round of the NCAA basketball tournament. Marquette is going back to the dance. They face New Mexico Friday night in Cleveland. Head coach Shaka Smart.
This is a date that as a basketball player or a basketball coach, you have circled on your calendar way before the season even starts. And it's something like 18% of teams end up playing in the NCAA tournament. So we don't take for granted even being in the NCAA tournament. This is really an acknowledgement today of the fact that our guys earned the right to be in the tournament, and now it's all about what we do with it.
NBA, the Bucks losing to the Thunder 121-105. Damian Lillard on how the Thunder were different than the team they beat in the NBA Cup last December.
I just think, you know, obviously they are who they are. They defend, you know, they move the ball, they got a deep team, and I just thought that we played a better game the first time.
That's Damian Lillard with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy and warmer today. We'll get to around 56 for a high this afternoon, and it will be a little breezy this morning, but the wind will die down this afternoon. Tonight, clear 39. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy 65, with some scattered rain possible after midnight tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Musk is so arrogant that he is even intervening right here in the state of Wisconsin.
Republican Rep. Brian Steil said in a statement that Sanders was on a fear-mongering tour. Maybe he should be afraid when billionaires can buy the presidency, when billionaires can buy elections. I think that's a little scary. And
I think so.
We the people should do something about it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, I'm pretty sure we're going to be nursing our St. Paddy's Day hangover.
And we'll be talking to the grumpiest guy in town, Paul Soglin.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
I'm told that the last three speakers here have been the Pope, Her Majesty the Queen, and Nelson Mandela, which is either a very high bar or the beginning of a very funny joke.
Oh, yeah.
Remember when we had a president, you just had to snap your sphincter shut every time he talked? Oh, God. You know what? We need a good fictional president now. Why? Who is it? Why, it's the Shonda Rhimes president from the new Netflix series, The Residence, which debuts this Thursday, March 20th. Sir Paul Fitzgerald, who happens to be my tiny baby nephew.
That's right. I don't want to start on a critical note. Normally, when I walk in the room, I hail to the chief star. But we can just, for next time, just as soon as I walk in,
Bella's new.
That's right.
I said this earlier in the show. I said, do you know how weird it is to just show prep for somebody I gave baths to? I watched Dufonzie into his hairbrush.
Aww.
Anyway, I'm so proud of you.
So proud of you and so honored to be here. And it's just always a thrill to come to patter down those stairs. And I appreciate, thank you up front and publicly for the 8 o'clock slot. You know, 6 a.m. is not my favorite.
I figured that. A 6 a.m. slot is for the East Coast people.
Yeah. Oh, my God. We've just been talking. This is obviously we're all huge Shonda Rhimes fans, but you got to tell the story just because we're just doing the backstroke and cruelty every day.
Yeah.
Just talk about when you first met Shonda Rhimes.
I tell this story all the time because I think it's so important to sort of spread the gospel of kindness. And when we started the show, oh, my gosh, you know, so long ago at this time. It was back in 2023, because, you know, this show was strike interrupted and all sorts of other calamities. But so it was a long time ago. But this sort of memory, stays burned on your mind. When we sat in the big airport hangar on the Raleigh Studios lot, You know, you get together for the table read and everyone, all the execs and Muckety Mucks and everyone, just a cast of hundreds, you know. I mean, it's a cast of hundreds, literally. And then also,
he's going to use a lot of his fancy Hollywood.
Yes. That's before we get going. And so, you know, and all the chief Muckety Mucks, stand up and say a thing. And Shonda being the chief of the chief Muckety Mucks, it being her land, after all. She stood up and she said, along with Mary Howard, her divine, right-hand line producer, she said, we're so happy to have you here, so gracious. Happy that everyone's involved in this project. I do want to let you know three things as we get going here. There's only three things you really need to remember in this production. You have to be on time, which is a reasonable request.
Sure. Yeah.
You'll have to say your lines as written, which isn't always the case.
Okay.
Come to find out.
All right.
On TV. And the third most important one, she says, you'll have to be kind to every person involved in this production up and down the call sheet. So you go look at the very bottom of the call sheet. Top. Everyone on the vertical is actually a horizontal. There is no thing going on like that. And you'll be kind to everyone, or unfortunately, you won't be here very long.
Yeah.
And it left such an impression because I've been in the business for 106 years.
Yeah.
next year.
At this point.
And I don't think I've ever heard it put so succinctly or so specifically, or never heard someone set a tone for a production like that.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
we look back at now, given everything that's come to pass since then. And
it's such great timing because not only do we need distractions from this just constant, you know, show of a government, but like a fictional White House.
Yes.
Where, you know, so you play the first gay president.
Yes.
And it's kind of, you describe it like a Knives Out. It's comedic. It's a murder mystery. Talk about it a little bit. The series revolves around a fictional murder scandal involving the staff of the White House.
Yeah, it also takes place in a compressed container the night of a state dinner with Australia and the chief usher who, you know, what's beautiful about the show, and I think people really, enjoy on many levels, but it really explores sort of the culture and the personnel that run the White House. These are apolitical people who do not change with each administration.
Right.
They're D.C. residents, oftentimes jobs, you know, passed down within families and so forth, like your uncle, your grandfather working. So this is the people who...
Oh, yeah, I'm leaving you this radio show.
Please. So it's the people behind the scenes. It has a kind of upstairs, downstairs, Downton Abbey, sort of like the people down below who kind of run the whole thing.
Right.
You get to sort of see that whole aspect of the White House. But the chief usher, again, I think most people wouldn't know, is the guy who runs the entire staff of the White House.
Right.
Sort of happens there, you know, from a service and performance standpoint, is run by the chief usher. So the chief usher winds up dead.
Pardon me. Oh, drama stain.
Murder. It goes out of my mouth, and I just got a hot flash. I was like, did I just give something away? No. Everyone knows that. That's got to be in the press.
No, the promo.
The promo.
Great. I was so excited. It's a huge cast.
I'm not a social media fan. I'm like, what am I supposed to say? Not say. Someone does die. That's how a murder mystery happens.
But the first scene in the promo is, Mr. President, there's been a murder.
Yes.
And it's your face. And I was like, I love you.
Yeah, that's the whole context. We got to figure out who done it,
right.
And we got to keep everyone sort of in the White House because everyone's a suspect.
Yeah.
So it's just a brilliant setup, and again,
it's a little bit lighthearted.
I would say it's a delicious like mixed tone of zany, kind of absurd, almost farcical comedy, but also kind of really grounded in the stakes and the reality of the White House. It's got a particular tone that I don't know.
Cordelia Kopp is the eccentric detective who arrives on the scene.
Yeah.
She seems hilarious.
Uzoa Duba is a superstar of a human being and a superstar of an actress. When people, you know, she's had a fantastic career up to this point, she needs no introduction from me, but I think people are going to see some things from her that they've never seen before because she carries on her shoulders this role in a way that I've never really quite seen someone do. She's awesome.
And so a huge cast. Al Franken plays a fictional senator.
Al Franken.
Those of us that would like to see Al Franken back in the Senate for real, at least he plays a fictional senator in this.
Gillibrand notwithstanding. A little time for my New York State senator. I mean, she's my New York senator.
You're her constituent.
She voted the wrong way.
I love her.
She voted the wrong way.
I can love her and be critical at the same time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. These two things and intention.
Yeah, there you go. But this has, as you sort of implied, this had like a long path. Because you were out here, you know, you'd be out here filming sometimes, staying with me. And there was COVID, and then Andre Brower died, sadly, so you had to restart reshooting. So
yeah, it's been
a long journey.
Epic journey. I was looking back over photos, you know, and sort of memories of prep for coming out here. I got cast in 2022 at this point, like in the fall.
When you were a young man.
I was a young man.
I wasn't still getting you baths.
A whole different era of my life. And then we started shot for like 5 months in 2023. The strike happened, so we're off for 7 or 8 months. Right before we're about to come back, the divine and blessed, may he rest in power, Andre Brower, passed away. And Andre, you know, originally played the chief usher in question, who gets murdered. And he didn't get murdered in real life so much as just life caught up.
Yeah.
As it does with all of us, and we never know our time. But he was beloved, and it was a sad thing. But that happened literally like a month or two before we were supposed to come back to shooting in 2024. So we all came back in 2024 to finish the last half of the episode over 4 episodes.
So, you play the first gay president, and it looks like Pete Buttigieg is definitely going to run again, right? He's not going to run for Senate in Michigan. And I think we're all like shell-shocked with like how sexist, racist a country are we? How homophobic are we? You know, yeah. Fox News already said, like, oh, his whole identity is that he's gay, yeah. You know. But you and your fictional husband will be walking the red carpet at the premiere.
Yes, the lovely and divine Barrett Foer, who plays Elliot Morgan, my husband. And, you know, I mean, the way that my being a gay president is handled in the show is, you know, very much in relief. It's just, I think the beautiful thing that Shonda has done, if, you know, you're fans of Bridgerton or different shows, you know, she has made the world on TV look like how we imagine we want the actual world to be.
Yeah.
It's an aspirational, you know, world, and we're trying to sort of close that gap. In other words, like, it's not a thing. I'm just a president who happens to be gay as opposed to a gay president.
Well, you know that, and I have always loved you and supported your career right up until the fact that there's, hot water here is kind of like a on and off thing. And then what happened? That prepared you for this. NASA has to come and fix the temperature in the president's shower.
I mean, God knows, it's not appropriate for me to come on and be critical, but I do think I took a cold shower just by chance the morning that I had to go shoot that scene because we might have been out of hot water that day.
Well, my hot water works, you know, sometimes. I mean, unless you use it, it works mostly.
I'm a method actor.
So on sets, do they actually use hot water or is it cold water?
Oh, absolutely hot water. No, they got hit this okay, rigged good. Up. Yeah, I mean, there were days when I took a shower on set rather than take a shower.
Shonda Rhimes can afford hot water. I can't.
Oh, she can afford it every day. I understand, like, you're more of a ration gal, which I appreciate.
Yeah, it's hit or miss. but I remember those were also the dieting days. You're like, oh, I have a shower scene coming up. I can't. I'm like, pizza? No.
Oh, I might take 3 days of a liquid diet. I came back and I was an idiot. I didn't check on the call or on the schedule, like, when that shower scene was, and it was like a 5 month shoot. I was like, oh, it's probably at the end. It turns out it was like 2 days after I got here.
Oh, no.
You showed me pictures from the set of that scene, and I'm like, I've seen that. I gave you a bath.
Yeah,
you've
seen it before. In a dance belt.
I mean, it was small. It was smaller, but
skin tone dance belt. Uh-huh. Yeah. And I was furiously back, you know, stage, like doing pull ups and push ups and crunches and just thinking, you know, I'll get it done in a half hour.
Yeah.
What should have been done for the last 4 months?
Work
that way in the gym, Chris?
Not really, no. I'm sorry.
So you are, as you've been on the show before, obviously we've talked about you being bisexual.
Yeah.
Your real life wife will be here tomorrow.
Yes.
And your fictional husband will be on the red carpet.
Showdown at the red carpet, my friend. when the truth finally comes out.
Yep.
I hope she's not listening.
But, but I'm curious, like, but you know, in terms of Pete Buttigieg or whoever, do you think we are going to have a gay president in any time in our lifetime?
I mean, isn't it interesting? I didn't catch this latest gem from Fox, you know, but yes, I do. Just because I think that we keep thinking we can't, and then we do. I think we all think we can't do anything right now.
I do.
I mean,
we just played Obama. Now it's no, we can't. No, we can't.
I mean, listen, all I can say is I'm a huge Pete fan, and just to listen to that guy is so inspiring. So it's our loss if we don't get him to the White House.
Yeah. Well, we've been talking about, you know, that obviously they partially won by spending hundreds of millions of dollars demonizing trans people.
Yes.
And we've been talking about, gender fluidity. And on cue, you sent me the picture yesterday of me riding on the back of my mini bike.
That is gold.
And even Bella looked at the picture and went, you look like a dude. And I'm like, I know. And so they called it a tomboy back then. But yes, I was. How old were you?
She was an early adopter. Uh-huh. Of keeping things.
How many games of softball had you played by that point?
I was what they call a tomboy.
You play softball?
I was, okay, junior dyke. Oh. My point is,
how many softballs
I looked
had
like
you
a dude.
How many softballs?
I mean, I'm sorry for holding on that picture for so long. I thought.
I don't know how old we were. How old were you in that picture?
Like, I look like I'm 5 or 6.
Like 5.
You're probably the end of high school, like 15 or 16.
All right. Listeners, because I love you, I will post this picture. It is,
please,
humiliating.
For me to thank.
Yeah. You sent that to me 1 year and said, been riding your coattails since 1970, whatever.
Just hanging on for dear life.
Wow.
Let's do this, Auntie. Let's hit it. We got it.
I love that mini bike. I mean.
Oh, I was obsessed with that mini bike. It was like mini bike out of a box. And I'd go visit. I'd be like, you know, my dad's an orthopedic surgeon. He's like, you're never getting a mini bike. I was like, Stevie's got one. I want Stevie's mini bike.
See, See, that's the joke, Bella. We call him my tiny baby nephew because he's old enough to be your grandfather and also like 6'3".
So Stephanie, you had a BMX bike?
I don't know what it was. I was a little junior dyke. From Buffalo?
How did you not come out then? You had a BMX bike.
I don't know. I look like a little Armenian dude. I don't know.
You really did.
You did. Nothing against Armenian dudes.
Absolutely.
I remember I always used to wear an Archie Bunker t-shirt, and then I'd wear wristbands that made me look even dykier. I don't know what those, I was sweating all the time or something. They were like...
And how long did it take you to come out?
Listen, he has really butched up, and I've really femmed up since then. So we will do a before and after picture.
Through the years. Yeah. Retrospective.
All right. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the Presidential Hour brought to you by Native Path. Ooh, I dumped that in the president's coffee because it's, you need to be red carpet ready. Native Path Collagen, best way to get your collagen. I'm telling you, you could have that hydrated pre-Trump glow when you look in the mirror. It is that they have the two most important, collagen fibers in there. Types 1 and 3 makes up 90% of the collagen in your body. It's in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut. It's good for all that there. It's flavorless. You put it right in your coffee, smoothie, you name it.
Yep.
And I do the hydrate ones in my bike bottle. I do the collagen PM at night. And Grandma does that in her tea, Bella. Get nativepath.com, Stephanie. And start your transformation today with Mama, won't you? Get nativepath.com/Stephanie.
The easiest way to...
Stephanie Miller's
heart is sincerity. If you can fake that, you got it made.
Well, did you know scammers can literally steal your home right out from under you? The FBI calls it house stealing, and it's a growing real estate scam targeting American homeowners. So let me ask you, when was the last time you checked your home title? If you're like me, the answer is never, and that's exactly what scammers are counting on. That's why I trust Home Title Lock. Their million-dollar triple lock protection helps keep your home and equity safe. Here's what you get. Immediate 24/7 monitoring of your property, urgent alerts if there are any changes, and if a fraud should happen, their U.S.-based restoration team will spend up to $1 million to fix the fraud and restore your title at no additional cost. And here's the best part. I've teamed up with Home Title Lock to give you a free title history report so you can find out if you're already a victim and access your personal title expert. That's a $250 value just for signing up. Go to HomeTitleLock.com, use the promo code Stephanie250, or click on the link in the description. HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Stephanie250 to get the protection and peace of mind that you deserve.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-399-3706.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Folks, we've got to talk about Derek Van Orden. The second-term congressman representing Wisconsin's 3rd District is at it again, dodging public meetings and making all kinds of unhinged comments. As many scramble and struggle to understand the chaos of what's happening in Washington, D.C. and how it's impacting people here in Wisconsin, Van Orden has been as frustrating and disrespectful as ever. In one instance, Van Orden took to social media to berate a veteran who had been fired from his job at the VA by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. And the veteran in question is simply someone who was just reaching out to his congressman, looking for answers.
Van Orden's office has also hastily canceled public meetings, and he has made some especially wild accusations about people who have been attending these public events. Congressman Van Orden needs to stop this unhinged madness, and more importantly, be more available and accountable to his constituents.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Found an injured, sick, or orphaned wild animal? Dane County Humane Society's Wildlife Center can help. Call 608-287-3235 or visit giveshelter.org/wildlife for what to do next.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's like voodoo. It's music.
All this new music.
All this new music.
These kids and their music.
Paul just asked Bella how the job market is.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh, pardon me. Okay. And I'm like, it's bad. Why do you think she's working for some old lady telling fart jokes in her basement? How good could the job market be if she's here? Paul Fitzgerald, Sir Paul Fitzgerald here is here, who stars as the president in the new Shonda Rhimes Netflix series, The Residence, with debuts on Thursday. Now, does the whole season drop, or?
The question is, the question my mother and your sister wants to know is, what time does it drop?
That's happening right now.
Doesn't it drop at midnight on Thursday morning?
Is that how it works?
I believe that's how Netflix works.
So I've been mistaken. Mom, you can stay up till to midnight on Thursday night and start watching till basically to 8 a.m. You watch eight episodes, you'll be by Thursday morning, you'll be ahead of the curve, ahead of all of America.
Is each one 60 minutes? Because usually they're about 40-something.
You are correct in that, sir. It is there at about 48.
Okay. As you know, I'm going to visit your mom, my sister, and my brother-in-law, Nick, in the burg, as you call it, Lynchburg. I'm going to, tempt sudden death on a... American Airlines flight to go see my beloved big sister.
And flying into Lynchburg, you don't take the biggest planes.
No, you do not.
A bit of a roundabout path. You might have to take it. It's a trains, planes, and bus.
But we were talking yesterday. She inherited my mom's gene. She's asked me like months in advance what I want to eat. I'm like, don't care anything.
Just got to get shopping. Got to jump on things. Go to the store.
Yeah. What if she has to get eggs? I mean, eggs.
Exactly. She's going to need some planning.
By the way, Jackie tweets, first Trump started a trade war with Europe, then Trump threatens violently seizing Greenland from Denmark. Now Trump has to beg Denmark to send imported eggs because Trump has failed to combat bird flu and skyrocketing egg prices, worst president ever.
Yep.
And Kellyanne Conway is like, oh, egg prices are way down. And you're like, what? No, they're not. No, they are not.
If you can find them, they might be down a little bit, but they're still up super much from...
Super much?
Super much.
Whatever.
I'm tired. I am tired.
Got another splash of coffee.
All right, so I promise I'm going to post the gender fluid picture of me on my mini bike with my little tiny baby nephew. That's when you actually were a little tiny baby nephew. Like about four, maybe five.
Yeah, before the growth spurt.
Yeah. That's why I love this one. One Zen says, my birth certificate, because someone said the word truth means original information. So if your birth certificate says you're a male, but you're trying to be female, the truth of the matter is you're a male. And she said, well, my birth certificate also says I'm 9 pounds, 8 ounces. Things change.
True. That is true.
Although a lot of actresses, because of Ozempic, are actually still 9 pounds, 8 ounces.
I've been offered Ozempic more times than I've been, offered cocaine in the 90s. Like, I said, I know, but I mean.
Oh, your mom is listening. You just dropped an F-bomb on my show.
I mean, we're 28 minutes in. I feel like I had done that earlier last time I was here. I forget that this is the FCC.
Go to your room. Go to your room, Mr. President.
Trump's FCC. Thanks a lot.
What a jump, though, Umbrella, on the. I mean, I've never seen him move so fast.
Go to your room.
Keep the secret button. It's under the table.
Yeah. Go to your room without dinner, because you might have another shower scene.
So sorry. First and last time that's going to happen.
No Ozempic for you. No dinner. More with Sir Paul Fitzgerald, actor extraordinaire, on The Stephanie Miller Show.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Well, that was some wind over the weekend. Our first taste of severe weather season, which here in Wisconsin can actually start as early as February. In Rock County, hundreds of people called dispatch to report damage. Luckily, nobody was hurt. Across southwestern Wisconsin, more than 10,000 people lost power. Luckily, most of it has now been restored. These storms and that intense wind were part of a system that killed at least 30 people in states farther south. For months, people came from hours away to try to get a glimpse of the rare snowy owl, which had made its home in New Glarus. A local newspaper reported that one man came all the way from Colorado to see it. The bird is rarely spotted this far south. Its favorite place was on top of the SSM Health Clinic, and it even caused traffic disruptions as people checked it out. But in February, the owl was found dead. People had feared bird flu or even foul play. Now, scientists from the Department of Natural Resources say they know why. Brittany Merlot reports.
Early last month, a DNR conservation warden collected the bird and submitted it to the National Wildlife Health Center in Madison for diagnostic testing. The results? Intestinal worms, which is common in birds of prey. They also tested it for the bird flu, which came back negative. The owl's location drew in dozens of visitors, and the DNR worried it might hurt their health. Despite no indication that human disturbance was involved in the owl's death, for most of the bird's stay, the owl seemed to be doing just fine, with many stories of it being active and catching prey, and it did not appear to be starving. Yet, it was, for at least the final stages of its life, trying to conserve its limited energy. Survival for wild animals is a challenge. Disease, predators, injury, weather, unfamiliar territory, and inexperience are all natural factors that can lead to death.
That's Brittany Merlot reporting. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly sunny and breezy today, with winds whipping out of the south, gusting up to 30 to 40 miles per hour. It's creating a very high fire danger, and it'll warm us up today to about 60 degrees. Then tomorrow, we become mostly cloudy, staying mild and breezy as the storm system sits on our back doorstep. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
iZurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iZurvey. iZurvey
or Avacincaptad pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZurvey today.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZurvey.com. That's iZERVAY.com.
Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, our highlight of businesses outside the dairy industry. We go beyond the cheese and talk a little bourbon, baby. Join us.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings at 11.
Here's the reason, by the way, that Donald Trump threatens our allies and not people that really deserve threats is because he's small, he's scared, he's a coward. And you can threaten your friends because you know you're not going to start a war over, and it makes you look really tough. If you tweet in all caps and then you threaten Panama, it makes you look like you're ready to go to war and tough. But you don't say any, he doesn't say much about Iran. He's pretty quiet on that, certainly Russia. And China he's been quiet on lately.
Yep, Representative Adam Kinzinger. The real president, Paul Fitzgerald, is here. Oh, Perry Morgan is your character's name, the president. But I call you Mr. President. The Shonda Rhimes series, the president's debuts this Thursday, March 20th, starring my tiny baby nephew.
On Netflix.
On Netflix.
Yes.
Hooray. Yeah, Paul, you came downstairs. You're like, I don't know, I slept in. What happened? I mean, you can't literally, hourly, I'm like, I don't even know where to start. We bombed Yemen. Everything is doom scrolling now. Trump, we won't be involved in any more wars in the Middle East. Also, Trump gives the order to bomb Yemen this weekend. Yep. Hey, Doge, we paid $16 million to fly 40 people to Guantanamo and then back to the U.S. That feels like a lot of waste to me. I mean, they're not saving any money. Mm. They are breaking laws, like, hourly, right?
Yeah.
So that's what's been happening, and it is just exhausting, but it's part of the strategy, right?
Yeah, just overwhelmed. What was the thing I was talking about yesterday that Bannon said? I thought he said it so best.
Flood the zone. Don't say the F word. Flood the zone.
But also the sort of like the great sort of gun analogy. Just shoot at them so quick they can't even keep track of it.
And that's what's happening.
Yeah.
No, it is. It's exhausting. It's overwhelming.
And that's what they want you to feel.
I mean, Zach says the DOJ is arguing the president can unilaterally deport anyone he wants without any statutory authority, just on his inherent authority as president over national security. That is a terrifying claim to make and has never been recognized before in U.S. history. I mean, Polly, they're making, I mean, these are not, it's not hyperbole, the parallels to Nazi Germany. Adam Kinzinger just talking, or excuse me, Adam Schiff just talking about this weekend. Hold, please.
Uh-oh.
It's a little history lesson. He said 92 years ago, on the 53rd day of the new chancellorship, the German parliament decided to give up its authority to the new chancellor to allow him to govern by decree. Today is the 53rd day of the Trump administration. We have not yet decided to fully give up our power to the president, but we took a tragic step in that direction today. We must not take that step again. We must never appease Trump because we fear what opposing Trump might bring. I mean, that's where we are. You're either modeling courage or you're modeling cowardice.
Yeah, and I feel like this is all going to, am I wrong to think this is, a lot of this is going to wind up at the court? Reigning in executive power. And I think it just remains to be seen, like, who is this court? I mean, we think we know, and we're kind of frightened.
The courts are holding right now.
Right.
Except he just defied a court order.
Right, I'm
trying to be like too cute by half by going, oh, well, he didn't write it in his order, but he said it verbally, turn the planes around.
Yeah. Right,
so, you know, they know they're divided, but they're like, oops, too late, you know.
I think the courts are our last hope at the moment, because there doesn't see anyone in the legislative branch who's going to do anything, that's for sure.
Well, I mean, that's why I keep saying we don't want to form a circular firing squad, because Democrats are literally our only hope now to save this democracy.
Yeah.
But we can say loudly we think Chuck Schumer made the wrong decision and they should change leadership, because, there are a lot of Democrats that are fighting, that are going to these town halls, which is what they should be doing.
I think the thing that is going to save us all, unfortunately, is the cratering economy.
Yeah. Kev said, Americans are finally waking up to protest because someone tanked their investments.
Yep.
Retirement plans are threatening their Social Security. The media finally has a big story to cover, and the response is, sorry, our corporate overlords have directed us to cover the Gulf of Mexico, transgender bathroom policies, and the finest distraction issues money can buy. But, you know, someone was saying last week, I think it was Ro Khanna, Paulie, about when propaganda doesn't work when the reality finally overwhelms it. Like, people know what's happening.
Let's hope. I mean, I think that with the evil genius of Trump and everyone involved here is that no matter what has happened, they found a way to spin the narrative that it's woke, it's DEI, it's the Democrats' fault, whatever it is. If your retirement account is, you know, dwindling, it's these guys' fault. It's the queer's fault, whatever. I mean, they've got traction with it.
And the disinformation that got us here, this one, Trump, the price of eggs is down 35%. We're doing a good job. This is a blatant lie. The price of eggs is up 28% under Trump.
what do you call it? Kellyanne Conway just said, oh, consumer confidence is at all-time high. It's at an all-time low.
Right.
Yeah, she said consumer confidence is going up. It's actually plunged to the lowest level since 2022.
Yeah.
I mean, here we are. They just turn it up to 11, right, the lies.
I hate to be a dinosaur, but I do. I always trace this back to Karl Rove's, you know, sort of detaching us, unpegging us, as it were, from reality, saying we're going to create our own reality. Right. You're over there living in the actual world. We're going to create a different reality, and we're just going to say this is reality, and that's going to be the new reality. And,
right.
And I feel like we've seen the fruits of that, you know, in 20 years since.
It's we
like
have.
We don't, there was no fixed reality. We're not pegged to reality. We're pegged to whatever these
Should the Democrats learn a lesson from that? And
it's a frightening question, because like if you play the game, then we're all doing the same thing. Which
this is just one for instance. Bruce says undocumented immigrants are not eligible to enroll in federally funded coverage, including Medicaid, CHIP, or Medicare, or to purchase coverage through the ACA. Do not believe the lies that Trump repeats. That's what they but they repeated that over and over again. The immigrants are taking all your stuff.
Yeah,
you know. So this is not the first time you played a politician. You played the dumbest congressman alive on Veep.
On Veep.
Yes. That was hysterical.
And my favorite moment was Julia Louis-Dreyfus going, look at him. He even walks dumb.
You know, I mean, listen, I made it. I've matriculated up the ladder to president from congressman. So, you know, I mean, you got to give something up to Congressman Pierce. But, he knew where he was headed.
But don't you just feel like these headlines, that like they would be rejected on Veep?
Yeah, people would say like, that's too far out. That's
they're
crazy.
Like invading Canada and Greenland and Panama Canal. That wouldn't happen.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you go back and look at Veep, it was that level of absurdity, and you thought, well, this is fun because it's an absurd comedy. This will never be real, you know?
Right.
And,
how about the surgeries on transgender mice that made it into the State of the Union? And it's not, it has nothing to do with trans. It's transgenic. You're like, that made it into a presidential State of the Union.
It made me nostalgic for Joaquin Phoenix and cow rape. I mean, from the Oscars. I mean, a longing for a simpler metaphor, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. We do out here in Hollywood. We say like all of this would be rejected. It's just like too over the top.
Yeah. No one would believe it.
Yeah. So here's what we love. Tim Walz said there are a lot of ways folks in Omaha could spend their Saturday, but they're fed up with Trump. They want to make their voices heard. I'm here with local Democrats to listen. And I think that's really smart. And Democrats are starting to do that, because I just think we have got to seize this moment. Or Chris Murphy said it. I don't know if we have a year to save our democracy.
Yeah. It'll be interesting. Like it's a kind of throwback. It's going to be, you know, people getting out like in these town halls and hitting the streets. It's old school, you know, sort of. Bodies on the ground.
Yes, he's telling me to steal third base, and also he wants to play this sound.
If we continue to observe norms, if we continue to engage in business as usual, this democracy could be gone. I don't think we have a year to save American democracy. I think the way the president is acting, using law enforcement to target dissidents, harassing TV stations or radio stations that criticize him, endorsing political violence, puts our democracy at immediate risk.
Yeah, I mean, and Paul, you were saying when it affects you, I keep saying that every day almost, that when people go, oh, I didn't vote for this, it's like, yes, you did. You just didn't vote for it to happen to you. You voted for it to happen to other people. And Senator Patty Murray said, when your mail is delayed, your medications arrive late, your packages get lost. Remember, it's because two billionaires decided to fire thousands of mail carriers and cut billions in essential funding for USPS for no reason except to break government and enrich themselves. That's what this is all about. Is privatizing everything and enriching themselves.
Yeah, but I do. I keep like sounding a broken record, but I just keep going back to the fact that the anecdotal sort of, you know, observation of is that the people who are Trump supporters, like, I feel like you could empty their retirement accounts. You could make eggs cost $20.
Yeah.
You know, like gasoline could be $100 a gallon, and they would still figure out a way to be like, he's the man.
Yeah.
It's DEI's fault. I mean, he's really created that narrative where no matter what happens.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Like they just continue to blame.
They've created a cult.
Yeah, a cult where he can.
I'm seeing this all over. Yeah, Bonnie said, I can't believe this happened last night. I shared a post from Snopes to my Facebook. Angry MAGA Trumper, all up in their offended feels, commented, "You hate him so much, you'd still hate him if he cured cancer." I blinked twice. I blinked again. He defunded cancer research. Was my reply. Crickets.
Yeah.
I mean, you're right. It's it's how do you deprogram a cult?
I mean, that's really what we're in, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. I Dana says, "Dear MAGA, if you're parroting faux news, Fox News, that this is just a market correction, because it's a market correction. It's a small disruption that's patriotic now."
Yeah. It's one that Biden created, by the way.
"Bad economies don't correct downwards. The facts, Biden's economy was the strongest of any of the G7 post-COVID. Trump's first 60 days in office have been a gut punch to the U.S. economy, and the market is rattled. The only one worse at business and better at lying than Trump is Elon Musk." I mean, there's another storyline that would get rejected by Shonda Rhimes, that the exploding rocket guy whose cars are falling apart is going to be in charge of the FAA.
I mean, and we're supposed to get on an airplane.
Yeah.
You're getting on an airplane next week.
Bring that up again. I'm on vacation next week to go see your mom.
On a small airplane.
On a small airplane. That'll
say
be
your
fun.
Prayers. Say your prayers. Take a rosary.
Burn some
sage.
Time for prayer.
I showed you that meme yesterday, all the people standing on the wing of the American flag with the smoke coming up, and they're going, "I haven't seen a better picture that illustrates America right now."
Right.
You just see the America on the other thing, and people are all like, "Nah." Yeah, it is. We apologize to Bella on a daily basis.
Yeah.
We're sorry. We just, everything up. We are so sorry.
Yeah, here comes the cavalry. I hope you guys can fix it.
Yeah, like student debt. Oh, at least you can afford eggs. No, you can't.
No.
And you're an egg eater.
I am. I don't eat a lot of meat, so that's my protein intake. So, yeah.
All right, let's do one call for Paul. Denise in Long Island, you're on with the president. Hello. Hello, Denise.
Hello, yes. I just wanted to inform you and your listeners that Indivisible is planning a protest, a very large protest nationwide in D.C. and all cities and local areas on April 5th.
Okay.
Oh, and the second thing I wanted to say is that I've been taking part in local protests in front of the local Tesla buildings here on Long Island. And the other day I took part in one, and me and about 400 people were there, and out of all the people, me and two other women who I was talking to were splashed. Somebody threw a cup of coffee at us.
Oh my God. Oi. Good Lord. All right.
Yeah, so it was only coffee this time. Who knows what it's going to be next time? And someone there said, "Oh, you can't protest in Florida because they have guns in Florida." So.
Yeah. Yeah.
The fighting is beginning.
Yeah, but good for you. I know this is the kind of rhetoric. What was I going to say? Was it Pam Bondi? I mean, she's talking about they're calling it terrorism if you protested it at a Tesla dealership.
That's terrorism.
I don't know why I just love that in a Long Island accent. That made that whole. Well, I'm from Long Island.
I said they were protesting our TV show. I was like, Denise, it hasn't even come out yet. Why would you be protesting?
That was like Linda Richmond calling. Coffee talk. They threw coffee at us at the Tesla. From Long Island. Talk amongst yourselves. Okay, 46 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by the presidential sheets in the Lincoln bedroom that President Paul Fitzgerald is sleeping on now. A cozier.
That's right.
Yeah. The lap of luxury.
How are they?
Nothing
like
the best.
I mean, listen, I slept like a dream.
Oh, good.
Buttery soft.
Buttery soft.
Yeah. The president must be pampered at all times. And the Lux bath sheets, I mean, come on. It's like not like a shower scene in a Netflix series, but it was, you know, huge right there.
At least you had warm water.
Ultra absorbent, softer than anything you've ever dried off with. There's no going back once you go cozy earth, I'm just telling you. Risk-free 100-night sleep trial, 10-year warranty. I love my jammies. You see my jammies, right? They're elegant, aren't they, Mr. President?
Yes, I mean,
eleganza.
Mm-hmm. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use my code for up to 40% off. Type in the code Stephanie for the softest sheets, towels, pajamas, and more. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Sanctuary awaits at Cozy Earth.
Children are the future. Today belongs to
Stephanie Miller.
It's Stephanie Miller. If you're like me and you love sharp political insight, bold opinions, and a touch of humor to make sense of these crazy times, have I got some fantastic news for you. The Political Voices Network is now on Substack. This is your new go-to for the best in independent media. We're talking about my show streaming daily with episodes on demand, the fearless of journalism of Brian Karam, the brilliant side-splitting satire of John Fugelsang, the unrelenting working-class advocacy of Rick Smith, and so much more. Here's the best part. Subscribe
subscribing is so easy. You can join for free. Support these incredible independent voices by signing up for a full subscription. You'll get access to exclusive content, behind-the-scenes insights, and a chance to directly fuel fearless, unfiltered media. So what are you waiting for? Head on over to politicalvoicesnetwork.com. Every subscription helps, especially yours. One more time, that is politicalvoicesnetwork.com. Sign up now. Do it.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
1849, ban on abortions. Which, by the way, what is squat about that then?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is squat about that then?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is squat about that then?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Lost in the search for your next home? The Aaron Weber Group has teamed with Compass to point you in the right direction. Spoiler alert, it's toward your dream home. Bigger yard? Compass says head north. More closet space? Compass says go west. Haunted basement? Yeah, maybe steer clear of that one. With the Aaron Weber Group and Compass, you won't go in circles, because when it comes to real estate, we always point you in the right direction. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Stephanie Miller. I get no clout, but I get up again. You're never gonna keep me down. I get no clout, but I get up again. You're never gonna keep me down. I get no clout, but I get up again.
Yeah.
You're never gonna keep me down.
What? Yeah, yeah. Sir Paul Fitzgerald is sitting right there with the beautiful Bonnie, my little terrierist.
It's all about Bonnie.
There yes.
She is, right there.
Paul Fitzgerald is my tiny baby nephew and also the president in the new Shonda Rhimes Netflix series, The Residence,
That's
which
right.
debuts this Thursday, March 20th. Fantastic. Here's another storyline I feel like would never make it in Hollywood, Paul, is an unelected billionaire weirdo with a chainsaw. Hold, please. Right. This is today's story. New York Times columnist Nicholas Kristof offered a lengthy report on the deaths of children relying on USAID in response to Elon Musk saying no one has died from any foreign aid being cut. Mm. And it's just one heartbreaking story after another. A 10-year-old who passed away from opportunistic pneumonia infection after he stopped receiving his HIV medicine. And it goes on and on and on.
Yeah, USAID. We had a family connection to USAID, right? Will worked with.
Oh yes, Mary, yes,
yeah. My other brother-in-law. Yeah,
worked with USAID and Azerbaijan and.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah, and you and your folks have done Habitat for Humanity. Yeah, like when you're cutting that, you're the bad guy.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I mean, to other people.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. we were talking about next time MAGA tells you they care about kids, tell them this. Trump and Rubio's State Department quietly ended the contract to transfer evidence of Russian abductions of Ukrainian children to the Ukrainian authorities. I mean, we keep saying it every day, but like the cruelty is the point, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Trump said, I was being a little bit sarcastic when he says he was talking about ending the Russia-Ukraine war for 24 hours. Rude Pundit said, that's not what sarcasm is.
Right, that's not sarcasm.
I trust the stupidity.
That's
sometimes.
A lie.
How much dumber are we getting as a country?
Right, it's something he said in order to get elected. That's right. All it is. Right. It's not sarcasm.
Right, it's just another lie. It's just another narcissistic blah, blah, blah. Okay, one more on which hold on. Uh-oh. Oh, yes, thank you. Marcia says, who's the parasite, the 71-year-old who paid into Social Security for 45 years or the foreign-born technocrat who has taken $38 billion in federal dollars and fired thousands of workers? I mean, this is the stuff I keep saying, Paulie, that revolution is made of. You're going to cut my mom's Social Security check, and you are literally the biggest welfare queen in the country.
Yeah, I feel like he's trying to push us to a revolution. A little bit, you know, and it's just a question of what it's going to look like.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I have a let them eat cake stack.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Oh,
it included golden cherubs earlier.
Oh, yes. He's chandeliers. Yes. Uh-huh.
He's made the Oval Office look just like Mar-a-Lago.
I saw. Right. We got us some gold.
Oh, gold.
So many collected items in the Oval Office.
Gold leaf.
Yep.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Gold leaf on everything.
Mm-hmm. This one kind of hurt my heart because I grew up, you know, right near Niagara Falls, mm-hmm. you know, went to, started some comedy in Toronto, Niagara Falls. But Canada just hit the reset button. Mark Carney, the new prime minister, has officially told Trump, we're done with America. The U.S. is about to find out what it means to lose a real ally. I mean, it's just, I feel like, oh, my God, Canada just broke up with us.
I mean, and, you know, imagining there's some future scenario where this is going to, we're going to be on the other side of this. Like,
right.
I was having this conversation with someone the other day. It's like, how hard is it to go back and make friends again with people you've offended this badly?
If they don't trust us, we're going to elect some other
right. Yeah, yeah. We're going to take our friendship elsewhere. You know, like, I don't know that you can just mend those ties. That, you know,
No.
You break a trust, it's a real trust.
We're going to have to, like, get a lot of crazy glue to put things back together after this guy leaves office.
Yeah. Well, your dad was a brilliant orthopedic surgeon, and it's just they were saying it's going to take years to get all this research that's being gutted and scientists were losing and doctors. Yeah. It's not like, you know, you can rebuild that in a second.
Well, you know, if you dismantle or, you know, disappear the education department, do you just then so reanimate it once someone gets back in? I mean, where are all those professionals? They've gone on to other things. You
absolutely.
Can't just call them up after 4 years.
They're not going to come back to their jobs. And come back
and put education. It's already just a measure of service. You know, people working in government because they believe in working for government. You're going to ask them to come back and probably make less money than they would the private sector. Yeah.
And then have your job not be guaranteed anymore?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I mean, you know.
Who would do that?
Yeah. It just goes on and on. Anna says, Trump administration is failing already on promises Trump made during the campaign. Unless the purpose is just to break things, Doge is not cutting waste and fraud. Doge data put out by Musk is duplicative and misleading. Deportations are lower than under Biden. The stock market lost $5 trillion in wealth. That's in a month, right?
Yeah.
And just a last one we end with. John says, fascism cannot exist alongside a democracy. The ideologies are incompatible. If you voted for Trump, own it. But please stop pretending to be a patriot. Real Americans don't celebrate fascism. They condemn it. And that's why we keep saying, Paulie, we want Democrats to fight. You can't compromise with fascism. You can't. Those times are gone.
Yeah, you got to call it like it is. I don't know. We are struggling to find our voice in that. To really stand up, and the Schumer thing is a good example. It's like, I mean, are you kidding me? The shoe was on the other foot. Can you imagine? There's not a Republican, MAGA Republican in the world today who would have done what he did if there had been a Democrat.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, we're trying to go along.
He needs to be a rat bastard like Mitch McConnell.
Yes.
We need more rat bastards.
Exactly. Yeah. Mitch McConnell was successful. He was evil, but he was successful.
You had to get it done.
We need a president that inspires us again, and that president is Paul Fitzgerald. On the President's
2028
debuting Thursday. I love you, tiny baby nephew.
Thank you, Samuel. It's been a pleasure.
We'll see you tomorrow with Jill Winebanks.
a new choice. Madison's real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, we talk aliens with paranormal investigator Todd Michaels, and Flicks Brewhouse brewmaster Dave Hansen joins the show to talk about the new Nightlight beer. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A doctor from Lebanon who arrived at the Boston airport was deported over the weekend without explanation, despite having a U.S. visa and a job teaching at Brown University. A judge had ordered she not be sent back until there was a hearing, but government lawyers say that customs officials didn't get the word in time. U.S. shoppers stepped up their spending just a bit in February after a sharp pullback the previous month. Retail sales rose just 0.2%. A small rebound after a sharp drop the month before. One thing people are buying again, eggs. ABC's Rhiannon Alley says they're costing less.
The average wholesale price nationwide fell to $4.15 per dozen. So let's put that in perspective. That is down about $2.70 in just 1 week. Prices were over $8 at the end of last month.
NCAA basketball tournament standings are out, from gambling to office pools to family contests. Challenger Gray and Christmas predict that $17 billion will be lost in productivity during the tourney. This is ABC News.